नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरये नष्ट। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 29 Chapter entitled Talks Between Narada and King Prachinibhari. Text number 9. Akshine nasike asyam iti pancha purakritam dakshina dakshina karna uttara chottara smrita पश्चिमेत अदो द्वारो गूढ़ं शिष्णं योच्छते। ट्रांसलेशन। टू आईज टू नॉस्ट्रिल्स एंड अ माउथ ऑल टुगेदर फाइव आर सिचुएटेड इन द फ्रंट। द राइट ईयर इज एक्सेप्टेड एज अ सदर्न गेट एंड द लेफ्ट ईयर एज अ नॉर्दर्न गेट। द टू होल्स आर गेट्स सिचुएटेड इन द वेस्ट आर नोन एज द रेक्टम एंड जेनाइटल। Purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Of all the sides, the eastern is considered most important, primarily because the sun rises from that direction. The gates on the eastern side, the eyes, nose and nostrils, are thus very important gates in the body. Hare Krishna. One interviewer was asking Prabhupada, this was a radio interview going on, and this interviewer was asking in a very arrogant mood. So Prabhupada kept hearing him, and finally this person asked, Swamiji, what if everybody becomes Krishna conscious? Prabhupada said, don't worry, there will always be fools like you who will never become Krishna conscious. Of course, Prabhupada was speaking very boldly. We see that Narad Muni also, as he is instructing King Prachinibhari, is in this mood. He is instructing King Prachinibhari that he should take up to spiritual life as an emergency. And to explain this point, to emphasize on this, he is giving a wonderful allegorical narration of King Puranjan. And he builds on that story very nicely. And finally, he explains how Puranjan was thinking about a woman and then how he left his body, getting a woman's body in the next life. And how, as Vaidarbhi, now King Puranjan in this body served her husband faithfully. And after the whole narration is over, this chapter begins with King Prachinibhari expressing certain doubts. He says that, this narration is very good, but I am engaged in futile activities. I can't understand the actual story, the actual purport of what you are trying to say. So can you please give me a detailed explanation? So now, as a response to this, Narad Muni is explaining what each of the things in this narration stand for. So he is explaining how the eyes stand for this, and how the ears stand for this, like that. He is giving a complete description. And Srila Prabhupada also, in this whole purports, sequence explains how when the senses are engaged in sense objects, they suffer. Like in the next verse also we will see, and subsequent verses, Prabhupada explains how the senses should be engaged in service of Krishna, or else they will entangle us more and more, because now all these 10 senses are being explained by Narad Muni. So the only solution that comes out is the senses should be attracted towards Krishna. Attraction to Krishna should be the goal of life. Actually, many times devotees feel when we hear Prabhupada saying that Krishna consciousness is the only solution. So we find it kind of little bewildering. But the point is, when attraction to Krishna becomes intense and devotees are executing Krishna consciousness very seriously, then all the problems of this world, they will be there, but devotee ceases to look for permanent solutions. He reconciles to the batterings of this material world. And he accepts, like Prabhupada says in one place, that one should simply accept the tricks that material nature plays So a devotee, because his attraction towards Krishna is fixed on that, is able to tolerate all these sufferings. And we see that Srimati Kunti Devi also, she also had so many problems, but her entire focus was how the senses should be engaged in service of Krishna. She saw her own son being killed by another son of hers, and she saw so many problems, so many disturbances, but she was fixed. She prays, Tvai me ananya vishaya matir madu pate sakrit rati mudvahata dadha gange vogam mudanvati. She says, let my attraction towards Krishna be just like rati mudvahata dadha gange vogam mudanvati. She is saying, just like the Ganges is forever flowing towards the sea without any hindrances, without any problem, let my attraction towards Krishna also flow like that. Let it be very intense. So she is displaying wonderful affection towards Krishna. Generally we think that, not we, at least when a person comes new to spiritual life, he thinks that spiritual life means you should negate all affection, all love. But no, complete negation is never possible. Because affection is a symptom of life, consciousness. So what has to be done is, this affection has to be dovetailed in the service of Krishna. The attraction has to be for Krishna. Then it achieves its perfect stage. That's what you see, Prabhupada also writes there, that different attachments which people have for family, for their country, for their society, they are all simply different phases of sense gratification. That's all. Therefore, the senses should be directed towards Krishna. Prabhupada uses the word skin disease. He says material attraction to the attraction that causes bondage is the skin relation. But when the relationship is on the basis of the soul and Krishna, that causes freedom from material existence. Therefore, a devotee should see in the light of Krishna consciousness. Just like when there is sun, darkness is dissipated. Similarly, when there is sun of Krishna consciousness, we can, just like we can see the sun when there is sunlight, and then we can also see the other things properly. Similarly, when we are executing Krishna consciousness, we can perceive the presence of Krishna and we can also see all other things in their proper light. Once Srila Prabhupada was in Los Angeles and they had a big garden, and Prabhupada was sitting in the early morning, it was fresh, the sun was rising, and Prabhupada was sitting on the grass. So devotee ran and bought one chadar for Prabhupada to sit. Prabhupada said, no need, I am sitting on Krishna's lap, Prabhupada said. So Prabhupada could see Krishna's presence. And then another devotee, that time a fresh wind, fresh breeze blew, so slightly it became cold. So another devotee bought chadar for Prabhupada to wear. Prabhupada said, no need, I am feeling Krishna's embrace, Prabhupada said. Of course, Krishna is a person also, but a devotee is able to see, is able to perceive Krishna's presence everywhere. Thus, when we see that Krishna is directly intervening in our lives in the form of different situations, different services, different devotees, and when such vision is cultivated, feelings of being victimized, why this is happening to me, or feeling of being prejudiced, all these things, they cease to exist. Because the purpose has to be Krishna. Then these things don't disturb. Like once in New Vrindavan, one devotee asked Prabhupada, that Prabhupada, if the purpose of life is to serve Krishna, is to love Krishna, if that is the purpose, then why is Maya so strong? Prabhupada said, that is because your purpose is not strong. That is the point. So if the purpose is fixed, it is to glorify Krishna and to develop attraction towards Krishna, then these things don't disturb. Prabhupada was also disturbed, kind of. Madhudvisha Prabhu was once saying that Prabhupada was sitting in the Jew temple and his hand was on his head like this, as if he was in a lot of anxiety. So when this devotee came, Prabhupada said, this Jew project, it's a big headache. And then Prabhupada smiled. But because it is for Krishna, it is all right, it is very good. So seeing Krishna's hand or thinking of Krishna as the object of service and attraction makes one free from all anxieties. And a personality who stands very tall in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam is the great warrior hero Srila Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev is offering wonderful prayers to Krishna and is also giving instructions to Yudhishthir Maharaj when Yudhishthir Maharaj was very despondent. And when we see Bhishma Dev's prayers and Bhishma Dev's life also, these reveal how a pure devotee is bringing out Krishna's qualities, and also how pure devotee himself has wonderful qualities of humility, of accepting Krishna's authority. And most interestingly, in this particular section, these prayers reveal the unlimited attraction that Bhishma Dev is having for Krishna, and how Krishna is wonderfully reciprocating with his pure devotees. So you see in the episode, Yudhishthir Maharaj was despondent, Krishna brings him to Bhishma Dev, who is lying on the battlefield, in the bed of arrows. And Bhishma Dev consoles Yudhishthir Maharaj by giving wonderful instructions. He tells him that all these things are happening because of the power of time. So he gives an advice that you please tolerate all those things that are happening and understand that Krishna's plan is inconceivable. Muhyanti kavayopihi. Even great philosophers cannot understand what is Krishna's plan. So simply accept Krishna's plan and engage in your devotional prescribed duties. And then Bhishma Dev is seeing that Krishna is there, all the Pandavas are there. So he is overcome with gratitude. So he prays,
Tatapekanta bhakteshu pasya bhupanukampitam yanme sumstajata sakshat krishno darshanam agata.
He says, as I am lying on this deathbed, look at Krishna. Pasya bhupanukampitam, he is so merciful that yanme sumstajata sakshat, as I am ready to give up my body, krishno darshanam agata, Krishna has personally come to give me darshan. So Bhishma Dev is displaying complete dependence on Krishna. He is lying on the deathbed. He is placing himself in a condition of absolute dependence. So this is, Prabhupada says, this is the condition, this is the happiest condition in life, when we are completely dependent on Krishna. And the opposite tendency of trying to be independent is the cause of fall down. And we see that Bhishma Dev, in all his prayers, whenever he has been addressing Krishna in the Mahabharata, he usually addresses Krishna by calling him as Partha Sakhe or Vijaya Sakhe, as being related to some devotee. Now Prabhupada says, Arjuna had some bodily relationship with Krishna. So, but Bhishma Dev had no bodily relation. Therefore Bhishma Dev's attraction is purely on the platform of soul. Like that he gives a comparison, transcendental comparison. And he says, and Prabhupada says, but of course, relation of body is very natural. It's very pleasing also. Therefore, Krishna is very pleased when devotees call him as Yashoda Nandan or Nanda Nandan or lover of Radharani. So Krishna feels very pleased. And Bhishma Dev is very conscious of this mood of Krishna. Therefore, he always addresses Krishna as Vijaya Sakhe or Partha Sakhe, like that. Therefore, Prabhupada writes, the best way to establish our relationship with Krishna in transcendental sweetness is to approach him through his pure devotees, just like Bhishma Dev is approaching. Therefore, the most transparent and competent via media to approach Krishna is Krishna's devotees. Adipuran also, Lord Krishna is telling Arjuna that one who declares to be my devotee is not actually my devotee, but one who is a devotee of my devotees is my devotee. And then Bhishma Dev prays,
Sadeva Devo Bhagavan Pratikshitam Kalevaram Yavadidam Vinomyaham Prasannaha Sarunalo Chanolasan Mukham Bhujo Dhyana Patas Chaturbhuja.
He says that Kalevaram Yavad, as I am giving up this body, my mind is attracted to towards Krishna, who is beautifully smiling.
Prasannahasa runalochanolasan.
He is comparing Krishna's eyes. He says Krishna's eyes are as red as the rising sun, and is smiling very beautifully.
Mukham bhujo dhyanapatas chaturbhuja.
Let my mind be focused on this beautiful form of Krishna, this chaturbhuja form of Krishna. So Bhishma Dev is also revealing the quality of humility which a devotee has. He is naturally humble, because Bhishma Dev was 100% sure of going back to Godhead, because he was always a pure devotee. But he feels, no, I may not be able to go back to Godhead, so let me now focus all my energy on Krishna. So at the time of death, he wants his meditation to be only Krishna. That is his focus. Because a pure devotee is equally satisfied whether he is in heaven or hell or any circumstance. His concern is that I should be able to remember Krishna, I should have attraction for Krishna. Prabhupada says, this is the highest ambition of a devotee, to be attracted to Krishna. Even Prabhupada himself, during the last stages, he told his disciples, when they asked him, is there anything to be done, Prabhupada? Do you have any desire? Prabhupada said, kuch ichha nahi. He was completely satisfied. But presently, our attraction is so intense towards material sense gratification. So there is no attraction towards Krishna. So it's a... And Bhishma Dev's attraction is towards Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur rephrase in a very hopeful way. Vishaye je priti habe achaye amar, sei mata priti hoka charane tomar. The kind of attraction that I am having towards sense objects, O Lord, let that same attraction, sei mata priti hoka, let that be towards your lotus feet. So that is what we have to hope, we have to aspire for. Because right now our desire, our intensity is for sense objects. And of course we might also feel that Bhishma Dev was very fortunate. Krishna came right in front of him as he was leaving his body. As we are leaving our bodies, what is the guarantee that Krishna will be there? Or how can Krishna be right in front of us? Is it possible? Bhishma Dev reassures. He says, no, it's not that Krishna won't be there in front of us also. He explains,
Bhaktyaveshyamano yasmin vachayannama kirtayan tejan kalevaram yogi muchyate kama karma bhi.
He says a devotee who is engaged in devotional service and his mind is completely focused in Krishna consciousness through vacha yan nama kirtayan. One who takes shelter of the holy names of Krishna and who does kirtan, chanting, incessant chanting of the holy names, such a person, tejan kalevaram yogi, when such a devotee is giving up his body, muchyate kama karma bhi, he is relieved from all kinds of reaction. So our hope is to take shelter of the holy name of Krishna. That is non-different from Krishna. That's why we see that Srila Prabhupada would tell his disciples that if I am very sick, and don't give me any injections, don't put those needles, piercing needles in my body, just chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada knew that Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. In Kali Yuga, Krishna is present in the form of his holy names. Sasarup Maharaj writes, he is quoting one lecture of Prabhupada which Prabhupada gave in 1973 in Bombay, and Prabhupada says, there is no difference between chanting Hare Krishna and seeing Krishna eye to eye, face to face. So Prabhupada is saying that this is how chanting of Hare Krishna is. And even in the Ajamil section, when Yamdutas are being told by Yamraj the position of the holy name, Prabhupada writes there in the purport that there is no need to do any research on the significance of chanting Hare Krishna. The history of Ajamil, that is sufficient proof how holy name is most powerful, how holy name can give us freedom from all kinds of reaction. But again the question remains that Bhishma Dev is attracted to Krishna and he is telling us that we all can perceive the presence of Krishna by taking shelter of the holy names. But will we be able to remember Krishna at the time of death? Is it possible? The question is, Can we also remember Krishna at the time of death? Can we also chant the holy names? Bhishma Dev says, no problem. Actually, Krishna will take over as we are leaving the body. Because he says, Krishna is the leader of all devotees. So, Suta Goswami, when he is describing Bhishma Dev's mood, he says, Tadopasmritya gira sahasranir vimukta sangam mana adipurushe Krishne lasatpita pate chaturbuje purasthite milita drigvedharayat. He says, this great warrior hero who was expert in thousands of subjects, now as he is lying on the battlefield, on the bed of arrows, Vimukta Sangam, he has removed his senses from all other engagements and Mana Adi Purushe, he has focused his mind completely on Krishna. Krishne Lasatpi Tapate Chaturbhuje, and he is remembering Krishna's beautiful four-handed form, and he is also remembering how Krishna is wearing this beautiful yellowish garments in the battlefield, and how his clothes were shining, they were effulgent. Purasthite milita drigvedharaya, and as Krishna was standing right in front of him, Bhishmadev's vision was fixed. Now Bhishmadev, he was not interested in any mystic yoga. So his whole prayer revealed that simple bhakti yoga is enough for developing attraction for Krishna, for achieving perfection of life. Senior Prabhupada disciple, he met this famous yogi from Pune who practiced a lot of Hatha Yoga. He asked him a simple question. He said, if you are on the deathbed, you are met with an accident and you can't do anything, how can this yoga, any kind of yoga help? So he confessed, yes, these things can't help. So this devotee explained how chanting of the holy names, how Krishna consciousness is the only solution, because you can always remember Krishna. We may not be able to do other kinds of yoga. So Bhishma Dev is revealing that remembering Krishna, chanting Krishna's names, that is the essence. And Bhishma Dev prays that now let me invest my thinking, my feeling, my willing, all these things which for so many years I have been engaging only in fruitive activities, let me now engage that in thoughts of Krishna. Because Krishna doesn't need anything, he is self-satisfied, but yet because he is the leader of all devotees, he derives great pleasure in hearing these prayers. And because he is the leader of all devotees, he comes down and he performs pastimes and he attracts his devotees towards himself. Of course, Prabhupada warns there that unless one is completely purified of material contamination, Krishna does not agree to become one's leader. It's not that. It's not that he will guide us. But as a leader, he directs. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. He gives us the intelligence to understand what to do. For non-devotees, what Krishna does is, he simply witnesses and he sanctions their activities. But for devotees, he personally intervenes in their life. And Krishna also, he desires association of his pure devotees. And for the pleasure of his pure devotees, he personally descends into this material world. Of course, Krishna is exercising his own free will, he is not coming out of any compulsion. But he does direct his devotees. His Holiness Devamrita Swami Maharaj was once saying how one of his disciples was in Vrindavan and his health condition deteriorated. But this devotee thought, let me go to Australia, because he was from Australia. So he thought, let me go there, let me get very good treatment. And he thought, you know, it will be a good condition there. But Maharaj was saying that this devotee was making plans like this, but he was very dear to Krishna. So Krishna somehow arranged in such a way that this devotee had to be in Vrindavan only. He couldn't execute his plan of going to Australia. And everything failed. And finally, very happily, in the presence of all devotees who are chanting, he left his body in perfect Krishna consciousness. So this is how Krishna intervenes in a devotee's life. So Bhishma Dev is saying, he is a leader of all devotees. He will take care of us. When we are leaving our bodies, if we take shelter of the holy name, Krishna will be there. And as a leader, what else does Krishna do? Krishna also, he extinguishes this burning fire of material existence which is there in our hearts. So Suta Goswami is describing how Bhishma Dev is also purified of all these conditions. He says,
विशुद्धया धारणया हता शुभस् तदीक्षवासो गतयुदश्रमा निवृत्त सर्वेन्द्रिय वृत्ति विभ्रमस् तुष्टावजन्यं विसृजन् जनार्दनम्।
भीष्मदेव विशुद्धया धारणया अथाशुभस् यू वॉज कंप्लीटली प्यूरिफाइड ऑफ एनी काइंड ऑफ मटेरियल कंटामिनेशन इफ इट एवर एग्जिस्टेड हताशुभस् एंड इज बिकॉज यू वॉज कंप्लीटली फोकस्ड ऑन कृष्णा युधिष्ठिर ऑल द फटीग फ्रॉम द वॉर ऑल द एग्जॉशन दैट यू वॉज फेसिंग ऑल दैट वॉज कंप्लीटली डिसिपेटेड यू वॉज कंप्लीटली फ्रेशन्ड एंड यू वॉज एक्सपीरियंसिंग कंप्लीट ब्लिस। And then he's saying, Krishna is the intimate friend of all devotees. And he is the most intimate friend of Arjuna. And Krishna's form, it resembles the bluish color of a tamal tree. So I want to meditate on this form of Krishna. And because Krishna is most attractive in all the three planetary systems, and his yellow glittering dress, which was so attractive during the battlefield, I want to meditate on that. And his face, he is always covered with pulp of with sandalwood pulp, and this beautiful face I want to see again and again. So Prabhupada is saying there that Bhishmadev is making these wonderful prayers to Krishna. He is describing Krishna's beauty in all these wonderful prayers, but indirectly Bhishmadev is also admiring Arjuna, that Arjuna, you are so fortunate, you had Krishna as your friend, you could always associate with this wonderful person. And because what happened during the war, the sun rays were piercing and it was hot, and Krishna was wearing yellow dress, so the sun rays were piercing on the clothes and a beautiful hue was created by the reflection of those rays on Krishna's clothes. So this was a very beautiful sight, and Bhishmadev could never forget this sight. So he was enjoying this rasa, he was a warrior, a kshatriya, he was relishing fighting with Krishna and he was relishing Krishna's beauty. So in that section, Prabhupada explains in a very detailed way about how devotees can have rasa with Krishna in any of the rasas. They can have relationship in any of the rasas, and they are all equal. Sometimes devotees might think, generally people might think that Bhishmadev is fighting with Krishna. What is this attraction? But Prabhupada says, no, this is intense attraction of Bhishmadev towards Krishna. Generally you might think that the attraction of gopis towards Krishna is what is really attraction, what is really love. Pradyumna Prabhu was saying once that once some devotees started Gopi Bhava Club. They said they were trying to understand Gopi Bhava and all that. So when Prabhupada came to know, he called them for a meeting, and they were discussing, and Prabhupada said, a small plant in Vrindavan which is in Shantaras, that also is same as Gopi's Bhava for Krishna. So these devotees are surprised. They said, Prabhupada, no, but Shantaras is lower and Madhurya Rasa is highest. Prabhupada said, no, they are same. But again, they are not able to understand Prabhupada's mood. So they said, no, Prabhupada, but the gopi's bhava is higher than a plant or a tree or an animal in Vrindavan. Prabhupada thumped his fist on the table. He said, no, for you they are all same. All the rasas are same. So therefore, in that purport also Prabhupada says that Bhishmadev is a concrete example of this, that devotee can have relationship with Krishna in any of the transcendental rasas. And therefore Prabhupada says that one should carefully study how Bhishmadev was related with Krishna, how is he had a wonderful relationship with Krishna. We should study this very carefully, because this was of the highest nature. So therefore Krishna has an eternal relationship with each devotee. This is called as rasa. Therefore Bhishmadev is praying, he is saying that as Krishna was driving the chariot of Arjuna, his hair was flowing because of the wind, because of the speed, and his hair, it turned ashen color because of the dust that was raised by the hoofs of the horses, and he was also sweating, so beads of sweat were melting his face, they were like pearls. And then Bhishmadev is saying that all this beauty, this was intensified by my arrows which I was shooting on his body, and Krishna was enjoying these arrows. Somebody might wonder how Krishna can enjoy this shooting of arrows. And how can Krishna's body be bleeding when Bhishma Devi is shooting arrows? But we should understand that Krishna's body is transcendental. These subjects, it is not like any other mundane material body. It is not just like a material body is bleeding, that doesn't mean Krishna's body is also bleeding. Prabhupada says that Bhishma Devi is throwing arrows at Krishna. That is as good as any other pure devotee is throwing off soft roses on Krishna. There is no difference, it is the same. Just like in Pushyabhishek, we might throw some nice soft rose petals. So Bhishma Devi shooting of arrows is just like that. It might appear that he is piercing and is fighting with Krishna. And as he is offering these prayers, he is appreciating how Krishna is very merciful. Because Bhishma Devi is praying that Krishna is so beautiful, I am shooting arrows at him, his body is being pierced. But what is also revealing is that I was shooting arrows at him, but Krishna did not leave Arjuna. If he was feeling pain, he could have just left the battlefield, just like any other charioteer would do. But Krishna was so protective of Arjuna that he didn't want to leave Arjuna alone. So this is the very merciful nature of Krishna. And then, secondly, also, because I am shooting arrows at Krishna, Krishna was hurt, but still Krishna is so merciful, as I am leaving the body, he is there in front of me. He is not saying that, oh, I will not go in front of Bhishma Dev. So he is so merciful, he is so kind. And Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that Bhishma Dev's shooting of arrows is just like the biting of a fiancé who bites the Lord's body impelled by a sex desire. So such biting might be painful for the Lord, but because it is transcendental, because it is out of pure love, it is not to be considered as an expression of enmity or hatred. So in the mundane world, we see that everything is qualitatively mundane. There is full of inebrieties, inconsistencies, dualities. But Bhishma Dev's relationship with Krishna is of the absolute nature. It is of the spiritual dimension. It's the spiritual real. For this is a wonderful relationship, a wonderful reciprocation. So Bhishma Dev, he continues to pray that Krishna wanted to fulfill my desire. And to fulfill my desire, he sacrificed his own promise that I won't fight in the war. And to fulfill my desire, he got up from the chariot, he picked up the chariot wheel and ran towards me to kill me, just like a lion runs towards an elephant to kill in that angry mood. And as he was running towards me, his outer garments, they fell from his body. And he was very angry because of the wounds that was inflicting on his beautiful body. And as he was running towards me, his shield was completely scattered. It was lying on the ground, completely broken. And his body was completely smeared with blood. Now this description, if somebody visualizes, somebody might think that actually it's a war, it's enmity. And somebody might think that Bhishma Dev is, Krishna is trying to kill Bhishma, he is running towards Bhishma to kill him. But this is not an expression of enmity. Actually, this is an expression of special favor that Krishna is showing towards Bhishma. Because Bhishma Dev wanted to see this feature, so Krishna is revealing this. Prabhupada writes that the most astounding feature of Krishna's relationship with his devotees is that a devotee can please Krishna even in the garb of an enemy. That is how Krishna is so glorious. Therefore, of course, Krishna has no enemies because Krishna is actually Ajita, unconquerable. But he derives immense pleasure when devotees rebuke him from a superior position or when there is this kind of dealings. And one more very important point that we should remember is that Krishna's spiritual body, it cannot be wounded. And a devotee can never become an enemy of Krishna. Prabhupada gives two proofs, logical proofs of how Bhishma is not actually enemy of Krishna. Like, first is, if Bhishma is actually shooting arrows at Krishna and was trying to fight and kill him, then why should Bhishma Dev be desiring as he is dying that I want to remember Krishna, I want Krishna to be in front of me? This means that he was not in enmity with Krishna. And Krishna also, he was running towards Bhishma Dev as if apparently to kill him. But if Krishna actually wanted to kill Bhishma Dev, he needn't run. Krishna could have sat on his chariot and he could have just moved his Sudarshan Chakra, just like he killed Shishupal. For the very fact that Krishna is running towards Bhishma shows that Krishna is having a wonderful exchange of rasa is giving an opportunity to Bhishma Dev to behold this wonderful form of his. And by such reciprocation, by such dealings, both Krishna and Krishna's devotees, both of them become glorified. Prabhupada says that Bhishma Dev, Krishna was running towards Bhishma Dev with the same intensity as a lover runs towards his beloved. That was the intensity which Krishna had. So this is the mood in which Krishna was running. Of course, the impersonalists, they are so unfortunate, they can never understand, they can never penetrate into this mystery of Krishna's wonderful reciprocation and dealings with his devotees. In fact, when Bhishma Dev is praying that I am beholding Krishna's form who has a whip on his one hand and a horse bridle rope on the other hand, he is glorifying. So Prabhupada there, he writes that in one sense, Bhishma Dev is actually more fortunate than even Arjuna. Because Arjuna was behind Krishna on the chariot. He was fighting. So he could not see this form of Krishna. So Prabhupada saying Bhishma Dev was fighting Krishna so he could behold this wonderful form. This is the most attractive form of Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And then, in his concluding prayers, Bhishma Dev glorifies, or rather he remembers the gopis of Vrindavan. He says, Krishna who is most attractive and most dear to gopis, I want to remember him. And Prabhupada writes that this aspiration to remember pure devotees is very important. Because Bhishma Dev is aware that gopis are in a very exalted position because of their still more purified nature of loving service towards Krishna. So Bhishma Dev is acknowledging that and is appreciating and is remembering the gopis because he knows that Krishna will be very pleased when his pure devotees are glorified. And thus, meditating on Krishna, Bhishma Dev attained Nirvikalpa Samadhi. That is, his mind was completely merged in the thoughts of Krishna. And Prabhupada says that we should also aspire to die like Bhishma Dev, and that can happen because right now we don't have any attraction towards Krishna. So for us the only hope, Prabhupada is writing here in the purport, that hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam is the most important thing for a candidate who wants to attain the stage of Bhishma Dev at the end of his life. So we can also die like Bhishma Dev if we simply engage in the process of hearing these pastimes of pure devotees like Bhishma Dev. In fact, Prabhupada writes, human form of life is meant for dying like Bhishma Dev. So we should all aspire to die like him. We should remember these pastimes. So, 3 points actually come out from this section of Bhishma Dev's prayers as well as Prabhupada's writing purports. That we should take shelter of the holy name because attraction to Krishna in this age means attraction towards the holy name of Krishna. Second is to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And third, as Bhishma Dev has repeatedly done, glorifying Krishna's devotees. And basically, emphasizing on this point that we have to develop attraction towards devotees. So these 3 points, chanting, hearing and attraction to devotees. Because right now, our attraction to Krishna might not be there. But if you are attracted to the association of devotees, to be with the devotees and serve in the association, this attraction towards Krishna will also manifest. Shyam Sundar Prabhu will always talk about Prabhupada's magic. And he would always say that you would find Prabhupada very beautiful, very attractive. So when we get attracted to pure devotees, in association of devotees, we also get attracted to Krishna. Ravindra Swarup Prabhu was once saying that Prabhupada told them that you should worship Lord Jagannath. So they had given installed deities of Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra. Now Jagannath actually has no resemblance, apparently in an external way, to the Krishna that is known, in the sense Shyam Sundar form of Krishna. And these devotees are wondering, Lord Jagannath, they are simply worshipping because Prabhupada told them. So Ravindra Swarup Prabhu wrote a letter to Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, I am worshipping the Lord as you have told me. But can you please explain to me who is this Lord that I am worshipping? So devotees didn't even know Krishna. So they knew. So Ravindra Swarup Prabhu was saying that we knew Prabhupada and we were attracted to Prabhupada and we knew that Krishna is the worshipable Lord of Prabhupada. Therefore we were worshipping Krishna. So that's how devotees develop attraction towards Krishna. Nandarani Mataji was also saying once that when Prabhupada gave her initiation, he told her, your name will be Nandarani, wife of Nanda Maharaj and mother of Krishna. So she was saying that at that time, I didn't even know who Nanda was, who Krishna was. And Prabhupada is saying that I am mother of Krishna. But we only knew Prabhupada. So this attraction to pure devotees and association of devotees makes one develop his dormant attraction towards Krishna. Because the whole idea is human life is meant for purification. We all know that we have to attain self-realization. The goal is to get attraction to Krishna. And how is this possible? This purification takes place when our material attachment is transferred to Krishna. Like the attraction which we have for material objects, that becomes spiritual. That is what is purification. And that happens when we remember Krishna. Remembrance of Krishna is what makes material into spiritual. Oma pavitro pavitro va sarva vastam gatupiva yes smaret pundarikaksham. So remembrance of Krishna. And how can we remember Krishna? Alone we cannot remember. So when we are in the association of devotees, our remembrance of Krishna becomes more intense. Because in the association of devotees, we get knowledge of Krishna, we get faith, we get practical guidance. That's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Gangara parasha hoibe paschate pavan darshana pavitra kore eto margun. That the holy Ganges, one has to take bath, but by just glancing at a pure devotee, by taking association, one can be purified of all material contamination. Therefore, one should aspire to follow the footsteps of a pure devotee like Bhishma Dev by developing attraction for chanting of the holy names, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and serving in the association of devotees. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Anantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.